Coach Payton, thank you so much for the time. And a week away from the draft, tell us a little bit about the – again, you know you guys have a system, but a lot of people, and we all think, you see these analysts, oh, the Saints have to go defense, have to go defense. How do you build that draft board, Coach, and do you have to go defense?
Well, I think first, for the last 3 weeks, you know, this time period for us, the scouts are all in the offices, the coaches, and it's a process of reading these players position by position. And, you know, you'd start with, let's say, one side of the ball or the other, and you might start with the running backs and spend a day going through the grades, listening to the reports, and trying to get your final stack. And so underneath the running back column, which would be at the top of the board, you would begin to stack these players, and then to the left would be the various grades, you know, 7-0 being the highest all the way down. And so you stack and you grade the positions, and you work through your offense, you work through your defense, and then you begin to see how these graded players match when you compare, for instance, an offensive player, a tight end, versus an outside linebacker. You know, you're looking at their grades. So you look closely at how you have them stacked, and then you begin the process of looking at what you think will be in your cloud through each of these rounds. And you know, so much of the attention spent on the first round, and understandably so. But, you know, for us to really have a good draft, you have to do well in those middle, later rounds and hit some players, because there are a number of them. And try to find the qualities that you look for and that you think that they project into your system. I think that's important. You know, what's the role? How do you vision where these guys are going to be? Certainly, you know, we're looking closely at our defense, and that would be a priority. And I would say this, you know, when you start getting into that selection and you see magnets, both offensively and defensively, that are close to each other on the grade line, it's easy to then, you know, if you feel real close about the players, to go with one side of the ball or the other. The challenge is when you see the magnet that sits up there much higher than the defensive player, for instance, and then, you know, are you just strictly trying to draft a need player as opposed to maybe the best available player? And I think the key is just what's the gap. And so when a player falls, or you feel like you have a real high grade on a player, you have to pay attention to that.
Coach, you talk about the defense. You brought in some players, the addition to Coach Ryan. Would you talk about what about the progress the defense has made? I know you guys just getting back to work a little bit, but do you like the progress your team has made in the offseason defensively?
Well, I think right now we are strictly in what is a weightlifting and conditioning phase, and I think it's, you know, obviously a good thing. It's good to have our players back. Monday was our first chance to have a team meeting, and my first chance really to see a lot of these guys that I hadn't met, you know, during this past year. In the meantime, the coaches are working on the playbooks, the installation schedules, and really, you know, getting ready for OTAs that are, you know, about a month away, along with draft preparation. So we feel like we've been able to sign some guys that we have a clear role for, both offensively and defensively, and we've been pretty patient in doing that and really trying to find the best value in free agency and being kind of judicious. You know, you were talking earlier, there are a handful of teams up against the cap that have to be really smart, and, you know, we're one of those teams. Mickey and Kai and our people in the front office do a great job of understanding that budget, if you will, and staying underneath it and understanding what we have to do as it pertains to the rookie class when they come in. So all of that will take care of itself. The key for us right now in this next week and a half is finding, you know, the next five or six guys, along with, you know, the free agents that we sign after the draft, finding the right people that can, you know, help this team going forward and in the future.
Now, Coach Payton, you talk about finally getting together with the team, and you know, you have that first big meeting. I know you have to be chomping at the bit, and that how do you kind of set the tone again? When I know the fans really respected, you know, all of a sudden you have training camp in Jackson and how tough that training camp was, but how hard it is to balance almost when you, even though they are, it's man-to-man, you're trying to get their attention, but then you're also dealing with the new collective bargaining agreement as far as how you structure and practice. And I always took the approach that when I was playing, that what motivated me was being fearful of not succeeding and not getting comfortable. We're almost like, man, if I don't do what I got to do, they're going to get rid of me. I mean, is that kind of the tone you almost have to set, like, out of respect that, hey, it didn't matter what we did in the past. Nothing stays the same. That all of a sudden we're trying to get back on top, not just knocking on the door, but to be that playoff team. Talk about the challenges with that.
Well, I think number one, you got to be honest and candid. We talked briefly at the start of the meeting about this past year, you know, and we talked about all the distractions that took place during that year, and then, you know, what we saw as a football team, offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. We talked about the progress we're going to have to make to get back to where you were alluding to, and I think, you know, the key is, you know, every team is going to operate within the framework of the new CBA, and that's easily understood and easy to do. Yet the key to being successful and winning is all the details and creating that competition that's necessary. I think when you have that competition, everyone in that position group plays better. And it's important for us to create that in all the drills that we have, both team drills, offense and defensive drills. And that, I think that gets back to, you know, what we were discussing earlier here with the draft. I mean, it's important to have the right type of guys, you know, in this room when we draft this new class, guys that can come in and push veteran players. And, you know, I think our veteran players, anybody that's been with our team long enough understands we're really going to play the best guys. And we say this every year, you know, after we draft these players, after we sign the free agents and, you know, we have our first mini camp meeting, you know, how those players got into the building at that point is of no importance. That was just the method at which we had to acquire the player. At that point, you know, we're looking at production and we're looking at how these guys do and going by what we see. And that might mean, you know, releasing the draft pick or a veteran that's played. We're just going to play the best guys that we feel like gives us a chance to win. And I think that's worked for us. I think it's also something the players appreciate in the locker room. They understand that, you know, there really are no politics that go into it. You know, we want to win and be successful.
Yep.
And we're going to go by what we see.
Now, Coach Payton, looking at the backup quarterback position, obviously Chase Daniel was a great team player. How he worked with Drew, he's now with the Kansas City Chiefs. McCown was with the team in camp last year. Then you bring in Seneca Wallace. The question I have, with Seneca Wallace, when you're looking at, okay, if you're not the star and you're trying to provide a good picture for the defense, and you look at these read option teams now going forward when it's a chess match between the offense and the defense, how much does, like, maybe potentially like Seneca Wallace have as far as giving the defense a good look when you're playing those type of quarterbacks, since he can make plays with his feet?
Well, I do think this. He is mobile, and he can make plays with his feet. However, you know, we signed him to come in and compete for an opportunity to be our backup quarterback. So I don't think his signing was a reflection of us really looking for the perfect scout team quarterback to resemble a few of the teams that we'll see during the year. I think finding that has been something that we've been able to do. Oftentimes there might be a guy on your roster that played quarterback who's now a receiver or defensive back. You know, we've got a couple veteran quarterbacks in here, in Luke and Seneca, that we think, you know, have an opportunity to come in and do a real good job of being prepared to play if they had to. Both of them have had starts in their careers, and we'll see where they're at. You know, both guys are certainly our team, and front office is familiar with Luke, having had him a year ago. Not so much for me because I wasn't involved.
Right.
But Seneca and Luke both have got experience. They're both smart, sharp guys. We'll see where they're at.
Winding down with Saints coach Sean Payton. Saints take place in the draft next Thursday. First pick is 15th overall in the first round. Coach, you talked about the system and having guys in there and working them in, learning what you want to do, and then filling in when other guys go away, whether it be going to another team, retiring, or so forth. And now left tackle offensively. Do you feel like you have that guy on this roster currently?
Well, we'll see. We signed Jason Smith recently, Charles Brown's a guy that is going to be competing over there. It's going to be an opportunity. There's a great example of a job that's wide open. And hopefully, the guys that have a chance to compete for that position step up and someone separates himself. That kind of happened when Bushrod came into that position during our scrimmages against the Texans. When we lost our starter there, and Jermon stepped in and really earned a spot and became our starting left tackle for quite a while. But I think time will tell. We've got some guys that are going to get reps at that position, and hopefully it's an easy decision. Hopefully someone separates themselves.
Coach, tomorrow evening around this time, a little later, the 2013 NFL schedule will be released. Besides our divisional foes in the South, we have the AFC East and the NFC West, two very stout divisions we'll be facing.
Oh, did we lose Coach?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, Coach. We were just asking you about the
I think this, the schedule always comes out, and you guys know this better than anyone. It's always a little different once the season starts, so it's hard to – it's hard to look at the schedule and begin to pencil in what you think teams are going to be like. They say this a lot of times, the game prior to when you play someone factors in. I look right away at, the West Coast trips, the travel, the prime time spots. I think we'll have a handful of those games. But we are playing two very good divisions, and when you talk about the NFC West, certainly the most improved division in football over the last couple of years. But I think it'll be exciting for our fans. It's always a great time when people can get the dates specifically and they can begin to plan not only home games but what games they may want to go to on the road.
Now, Coach Payton, when do y'all decide to do this? Because I know Deke and I will always look forward to this. When you're in the grind of training camp, when you're having 2-a-days, it's not always 2-a-days, but just training camp in general, when you're able to compete against another team, just looking at the preseason schedule and that you would think maybe an opportunity when the Raiders come to town to practice against them or even going to Houston, has that decision been made yet, or are those two possibilities, Raiders or the Texans?
It hasn't, Bobby. We've gone and partnered with Houston quite a bit, and it's always been the second week of the preseason. I think it's a little bit more difficult when it's the third week because every team's trying to get into the regular season schedule
right
for that third game. But nothing final's been made. It's generally something that's done usually after the preseason schedule's out and before you break for the summer. Right now, we haven't had any discussions with any specific team. Houston, we kind of touch base with every year. We've had a good working relationship with them, the same way with New England. Oakland would be a candidate, just purely that they're the team we play in week two, I believe.
And you know Dennis Allen, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that would be something we'd announce. Right now, I don't know that anything's planned for sure.
Coach Payton, we thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.